His opening words, "He looked to me like a man of intelligence." Always ominous words, my boy. When you hear them, stay not on the order of your going, but go at once. An English colonial, assisted by five police boys, has detained a subject in the club bar. "I say, do you know Mozambique?" And he launches into an endless saga of his malaria. "So the doctor said to me, I can only advise you to leave the area, otherwise I shall bury you." This croaker does a little undertaking on the side, piecing out the odds, you might say, and throwing himself a spot of business now and then. So after the third pink gin, when he gets to know you, he shifts to dysentery. "Most extraordinary discharge. More or less of a white-yellow color, like rancid jism, and stringy, you know." An explorer in sun helmet has brought down the citizen with a blowgun and Karari dart. He administers artificial respiration with one foot. Karari kills by paralyzing the lungs. It has no other toxic effect. It is not, strictly speaking, a poison. If artificial respiration is administered, the subject will not die. Karari is eliminated with great rapidity by the kidneys. "That was the year of the Rhine pest, when everything died, even the hyenas. So there I was, completely out of KY in the headwaters of the baboon's asshole. Well, when it came through by airdrop, my gratitude was indescribable. As a matter of fact, and I have not told this before to any other living soul, elusive blighters," his voice echoes through a vast empty hotel lobby in 1890s style, red plush rubber plants, gilt and statues, "I was the only white man ever initiated in the famous Anguti Society, witnessed and participated in their unspeakable rites." The Anguti Society has turned out for a Chimu fiesta. The Chimu of ancient Peru were much given to sodomy and occasionally staged bloody battles with clubs, running up several hundred casualties in the course of the afternoon. The youth sneering and goosing each other with clubs troop out onto the field. Now the battle begins. Ah, gentle reader, the ugliness of that spectacle buggers description. Who can be a cringing, pissing coward, yet vicious as a purple-ass mandrel, alternating these deplorable conditions like vaudeville skits? Who can shit on a fallen adversary who, dying, eats the shit and screams with joy? Who can hang a weak passive and catch his sperm in mouth like a vicious dog? Gentle reader, I would fain spare you this, but my pen hath its will like the ancient mariner. Oh, Christ, what a scene is this! Can tongue or pen accommodate these scandals? A beastly young hooligan has gouged out the eye of his confrere and fuck him in the brain. This brain atrophy already and dry as a grandmother's cunt. The lavatory has been locked for 3 hours solid. I think they're using it for an operating room. "Nurse, I can't find her pulse, doctor." "Dr. Benway, maybe she's got it up her snatch in a finger stall." "Nurse, adrenaline, doctor." "Dr. Benway, the night porter shut it all up for kicks." He looks around and picks up one of those rubber vacuum cups at the end of a stick that they use to unstop toilets. He advances on the patient. "Make an incision, Dr. Lymph," he says to the appalled assistant. "I'm going to massage the heart." Dr. Lymph shrugs and begins the incision. Dr. Benway washes the suction cup by swishing it around in the toilet bowl. "Nurse, shouldn't it be sterilized, doctor?" "Dr. Benway, very likely, but there's no time." He sits on the suction cup like a cane seat, watching his assistant make the incision. "You young squirts couldn't lance a pimple without an electric vibrating scalpel with automatic drain and suture. Soon we'll be operating by remote control on patients we never see. We'll be nothing but button pushers. All the skill is going out of surgery, all the know-how and make-do. Did I ever tell you about the time I performed an appendectomy with a rusty sardine can? And once I was caught short without instrument one and removed an uterine tumor with my teeth. And that was in the upper effendi. And besides, Dr. Lymph, the incision is ready, Doctor. Dr. Benway forces the cup into the incision and works it up and down. Blood spurts all over the doctors, the nurse, and the wall. The cup makes a horrible sucking sound. Nurse, I think she's gone, Doctor. Dr. Benway, well, it's all in a day's work. He walks across the room to the medicine cabinet. Some fucking drug addict has cut my cocaine with Saniflash. Nurse, send the boy out to fill the RX on the double.